Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Port Louis this morning on a two-day state visit to Mauritius. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of peoples as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. He expressed confidence that this visit will build on the foundations of the past and open a new and bright chapter in the India and Mauritius relationship. Mr. Modi will visit the Sir Sivasagar Ramgulam Botanical Garden today to pay tributes to Sir Sivasagar Ramgulam and Sir Anirudh Jagannath. Later, Mr. Modi will meet his Mauritius counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. Prime Minister Modi will attend the National Day celebrations of Mauritius tomorrow as the chief guest. A contingent of Indian Defence Forces will participate in the celebrations along with a ship from the Indian Navy. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the visit. The Parliament passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it on the first day of the second part of the budget session yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to strengthen the power of the Railway Board by enhancing the functioning and independence of the body. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 last year. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Indian Railways is undergoing continuous reforms focusing on infrastructure modernization, technology adoption and improved safety. We have a report.
Under the legislation, now general managers of railway zones will have full authority to accept any contract. Projects costing less than 50 crore rupees can now be sanctioned directly by general managers. The decentralization and empowerment in the field has been a significant achievement. This bill also proposes to appoint an independent regulator that will oversee matters like fare determination and ensure the competitiveness of the railways. Government also rejected the claims that powers of state governments will be curtailed. While replying on the debate, Minister for Railways reiterated that government is carrying out reforms with full conviction. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As many as 283 Indian nationals were victims of fake jobs in Myanmar have been rescued and repatriated from the country. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said Indian embassies in Myanmar and Thailand have coordinated with the local authorities to secure the repatriation of the Indian nationals on Monday by an Indian Air Force IAF aircraft from Maysot in Thailand. The ministry said India has been making sustained efforts to secure the release and repatriation of its nationals lured to Southeast Asian countries, including Myanmar, with fake job offers. Indian nationals are once again advised to verify credentials of foreign employers through missions abroad and check the antecedents of recruiting agents and companies before taking up a job offer, the MEA said in a statement. Chief Minister Nipiriu has wished the Ziliang community on the occasion of Millennium Festival. The Chief Minister expressed hope that the festival, which is celebrated to invoke bountiful blessings from the Almighty, would be a joyous and blessed one for all. Mr. Ryo also called on people to embrace the spirit of brotherhood, urging them to share in the joy of the festival. Chief Minister Nipiriu has mourned the passing away of Kenilulie Keditsu, retired chief engineer in Kohima, yesterday. In a condolence message, the chief minister said that Mr. Keditsu was a man of noble spirit who possessed a pleasant disposition and a generous heart. Mr. Ryo said, as a government servant, Mr. Keditsu served with unwavering dedication, ever committed to the responsibilities entrusted to him. The Chief Minister also acknowledged his contributions to the promotion and preservation of our rich traditions, particularly Naga wrestling, which stands as a testament to his love for our heritage. In his passing, the Angami community in particular and the Nagas as a whole have lost a guardian and a guiding light. Mr. Ryu expressed the hope that Mr. Keditsu's legacy will continue to inspire and uplift those who walk the path he so honorably tread. In view of the ongoing road construction along Tuen Sang Longleng Road, the movement of heavy vehicles along the state route has been restricted till 15th of this month. In a notification, Deputy Commissioner Tuen Sang Lithong La Thong Virutsa stated that the temporary restriction is necessitated for the safety of travellers as well as to facilitate the smooth execution of the work. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.